All right, thank you, Brother Mark, for that. Good morning to all. Nice to see you. Got a few questions in this, and seeing there's not very many people, you might be able to answer them. So it's not too many of them. So the exit this morning is one I did a few weeks ago, back in May sometime, in Hamilton, and it's about knowing Jesus as a character. So give you a minute to think about it, and then I can ask a couple. So what are the first things you think about when you're asked about Jesus' character, things in his life or anything like that?
Compassion.
What about things he did?
Healed miracles.
Good. Okay, so he was doing things for others, basically, is basically what you're saying there. So, yeah, some of the more events that I've written down, like when he was a baby in a manger, when he was 12 in the temple, and baptism, miracles, which you guys have basically picked up on there, his death and resurrection, and his ascension into heaven. So, I've been kind of thinking about the importance of endeavouring to show the attributes that Christ showed within my life, within our lives, as followers of our what God wants us to follow. And to do that, how do we get to know Jesus and show some of those attributes that he exhibited in his life? So one of the first things that came to mind of this was when Peter was denying Jesus, and kind of the reaction of Jesus and sort of that whole bit around that. I feel that event tells us a lot about who Jesus was and how he interacted with people. Around him, with others, and how our Lord Jesus Christ also reacted to disappointment. So we read in Luke 22, and I'll just read verse 31 again. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. So what can we take out of this from these couple of verses we've just read? Well, one of them is that Jesus knew Peter was going to betray him. Peter had an immense desire to do everything that he could to follow Jesus. We know this from the few hours earlier in the day where Peter struck out in defense of Jesus against the odds, trying to protect him in the story about, well, it's not really a story, where he cut off the soldier's ear. Like, really realistically, can you imagine the scene with maybe hundreds of army people with swords all around you, and you've got this one lonely sword, and you try to defend someone? It's not really realistic, is it? So we can see that passion, that desire to protect and to do what was, I guess, he seemed right at the time. So what did Jesus say to Peter about knowing when Jesus knew that he was going to deny him? And it says in this is verse 31, I think the other one was, oh yeah, same again. Simon, Simon, Satan had asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, that when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. It's really interesting that it says, I want to sift all of you as wheat. But we've only really got anything recorded about Peter in this instance. So he was talking to all of his followers there, basically all of his disciples. But in this instance, it's the lesson about Peter that he wants us to learn about. Because the others all turned away and forsook him, and we know that. So here Jesus was looking past what was going to happen in the immediate future, and he was looking into the future and gave Peter some advice to follow when he managed to overcome the disappointment of letting Jesus down. And Jesus says to him, later on, your job is to strengthen the brothers. So we come to the point in the story where Peter comes to the realization that he had denied Jesus. At this point, I want to take a few moments to think about the expression that Jesus would have had when he looked across the room at Peter after the cock crew, and what was the reaction of Jesus at this time. It's like, okay, so you know, Jesus, when I look at it, I see like Jesus' face, there would have been great disappointment, but also, it's okay, Peter, I know what you've done. Yes, I am disappointed, but it's okay. I'm not condemning you. I have hope and encouragement for the future. It would have been a face of compassion, knowing what Peter was going through at that moment. What makes me think that this is how Jesus may have been feeling is because of what Peter tells us in his letter about Jesus in 1 Peter 1 verse 3, where it says in 1 Peter 1 verse 3, just wait for Mark to find it there, so he's searching for it. 1 Peter 1 verse 3, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into the inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith is greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. So, pull out a few of the words there. It's through the great mercy, the faith, and is shielded by God's power. So we see that he's possibly looking back to those times in his life, and probably at this denial, must suffer grief in all kinds of trials. So that looking back, that all this stuff has happened, and that actually Peter could see in hindsight how it had been working in his life. So Peter learned great lessons from the mercy and grace of our Father in heaven. In 1 Peter 5, it says, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while with himself, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So, How does Jesus treat Peter after Jesus was raised from the dead? Jesus prepared him for what was ahead. I think it must be chapter 5, verse 15. It's verse 15 in one of the chapters anyway. And when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know that I love you." It says, "You know all things, you know that I love you." I knew I missed a bit out there. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very, very truly I tell you, when you were young you dressed yourself and went the way you wanted, but when you are old, you'll stretch out your hand and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." So we know that Peter denied Jesus with his actions, but I think there's a couple of really important lessons here. That we know that in our lives we deny God, we not deny our friends and family members at times, just as Peter did here. But for example, you know, Peter went to sleep in the garden, and then he denied him by denying that he knew him. Here he was, so he denied Jesus with his words when he said, "I don't know the man." But he denied Peter with his words when he said it, he doesn't know him. But earlier on, when he went to sleep in the garden, he denied him with his actions by just letting him down and falling asleep. But one of the important things that comes through is that Peter never denied Jesus with his heart. He knew he wanted to know Jesus. He knew he wanted to love Jesus, follow Jesus, and obey Jesus, even when his words and actions were in contrast to this. And I think this is the basis of Jesus' great grace, mercy, and forgiveness which he showed towards Peter. Jesus didn't judge by what he saw or by what he heard. Instead, he judged with righteousness. And we can take this back to the Old Testament in Isaiah 11. So it reads in Isaiah 11, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord." And this bit's really important. "He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist." So we see that it's all about the heart, because we can see that those Those who are endeavouring to do the right thing, will be given grace, and those who are wicked will be struck. So, as we have the bread and wine in front of us, what are the lessons? What lesson can we take away? So what can I take away, and what can you take away from these aspects of Jesus' character, what we've been looking at here this morning? So it's important that we do know Jesus, otherwise we struggle to understand the purpose of God. We are going to know him at different levels, at different times in our lives. When we read about Jesus, think about how he goes about communicating. Think about the preparation that he puts in. So, it's inevitable that our friends and those around us, the people that we love, the people that we care about, will let us down. They'll let us down maybe many times in our lives, but they will definitely let us down sometimes. Have we managed to put building blocks in place that they are able to come back stronger than they were beforehand? So this is what Jesus did with Peter. At that time, no words had to be spoken, because the preparation for his reconciliation had already been done leading up to the event. So may we be strengthened to partaking of the emblems this morning and think about what Jesus has done to prepare the way for each and every one of us.